Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad, and I'm really happy to be with you. Today, we're going to talk about the blessing of being healthy. Stay tuned. Salamu alaikum. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher, and we're talking about the blessing of being healthy. Because, you know, we often take this blessing for granted, and instead we complain to Allah about the other problems that we have in life. And in my opinion, this is kind of being ungrateful for the blessings that we have been given, with the most important being health and well-being. So, before anything, we must give thanks to Allah for giving us health and making us stay healthy. We tend to pay attention to our health only when we get sick, but we don't remember it when we are healthy. We have so many narrations and Islamic teachings from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, that emphasize being thankful and grateful of your health. In fact, it has been said that the blessing of being healthy is the greatest blessing that Allah can give to any person. I mean, would you rather be rich and have everything you can imagine, but be paralyzed? For example, you can't walk, you can't enjoy many other things due to your condition. I think everyone would rather be poor and yet be healthy rather than be rich and afflicted with all kinds of disease. You're listening to The Teacher from IRIB English Radio. Now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji, and we'll be right back.
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We turn our attention to a beautiful statement, a very thought-provoking
tradition, which isn't more than a few words, but yet the content of it, the understanding of this particular tradition, opens up worlds of understanding. It hopefully gives us a better appreciation for many of the states that we find ourselves in, many of the conditions that we find ourselves in. You know, many times we don't reflect on the blessings of our Creator. We don't reflect on, for example, our health until we end up losing it. Those individuals who are healthy and who perhaps have never had to, have any brief stay in a hospital, those who haven't been ill and needed to take medication, many times we don't reflect on how much of a blessing it is to remain healthy. In addition, many times when we look at our own condition in whatever part of the world we live in, when we see that we are, in an area of tranquility, of peace, of calm, where we don't have a worry of bombs falling over our heads, we don't have a problem or any worry or fear of the social climate that we live in, we take these things for granted and we forget that these are great blessings given to us by the Creator. And that we have to ensure that we work to preserve them and that we are thankful of this blessing. Today in the tradition that we have from the infallibles, we are told the following beautiful statement. Two blessings are taken for granted, security and health. Indeed, when we look at the world around us, we see the wars that are being fought in many parts of the world. We see what's happening in countries like Yemen, in Syria, in Iraq. We see many other parts of the world, I don't want to reserve it to only the Muslim countries or those which are predominantly Muslim inhabited, but many parts of the world, we see where there is no security, there is no safety of society, right? They don't know, where the next bomb will drop. They don't know, who will be killed in a drive-by shooting. They don't know what's going to happen today. And so many people that you read their stories, they mention how when they leave the home, when they wake up in the morning and they go to school or they go to work in the morning, they basically bid their family goodbye because they may not come home alive. So if we have security and safety where we live, we need to ensure that we are thankful to God for this blessing, that we live in a country where there is calm, there is stability, there is safety, there is security. The second part of the tradition says not only is it important to have safety, but health, to be healthy. Again, we perhaps have never been inside a hospital. We've never had to take medication. We've never been plagued with a terminal illness. And maybe we've never even seen our family or friends go into these health issues that they have to deal with. And so this is a blessing that we have to be thankful for, that God has not tested us with a challenge in our health. You know, many times we fall sick for a short period of time, and then we begin to remember God, to remember our Creator. And immediately once we become healthy again, we tend to forget Him and the blessings that He has showered upon us when we are healthy. And so as we close this thought of the week, let us remember and thank God for these two great divine blessings of safety and tranquility where we live, and for the health and the protection of our bodies that we have been given, because these can be taken from us at any time. These can be stripped from us at any time. And we ask God to protect us and to protect all of humanity who are suffering around the world, the many untold horrors of war that are plaguing the entire globe. And we also ask God to protect all of those who are suffering, that He gives them a good, healthy life, and that He allows them to enjoy the beauties of His creation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا عليك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher. There's a story about a prophet named Ayyub, or Job in the Quran, who was very well off and had a big family and many children. He was a very good servant of God, and of course, he was a prophet too, and he was never ungrateful of the blessings Allah had given him. The Satan said to Allah that if you allow me to take away all his blessings and even his health, he will no longer be an obedient servant. That is exactly what Satan did, and Allah gave him the leave to do that. So he took away his children, his wealth, and made him extremely ill. But still, Ayyub was patient and gave thanks to Allah. The Satan was very disappointed, and eventually Allah gave back all the blessings Ayyub had previously for being grateful to him. From this story, we can learn that even if you are rich, you can be thankful of all of your blessings, not only your wealth, but also your health, and have the best of both worlds. So being grateful of the blessing of health and well-being is really important, such that if we are not grateful and appreciative of this blessing, Allah may take it away from us. However, this does not mean that we should just sit and do nothing but give thanks to Allah for our health, and that will guarantee our well-being. No, you should also take the necessary measures to ensure that you stay healthy. For example, you have to watch out what you do, such as what you eat, drink, whether you're physically active or not. These are really important factors for maintaining your physical and mental health. So you must take care what you eat, you have to exercise, and also have good hygiene. The Prophet of Islam has said hygiene is a part of faith. if we practice what was just said, you can pretty much expect to be healthy.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We're talking about the blessing of being healthy. Up to now, we talked about physical and mental health. But is there such a thing as spiritual health? Well, of course. Spiritual health has to do with a person's deeds, his intentions, his actions, and way of thinking. A person who is constantly obedient to Allah and always remembers Allah in his life. You see, such a person is spiritually healthy. This person tries to avoid sins. His way of thinking and mode of life is based on that of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. But a person who is the opposite, who constantly disobeys Allah's command and that he commits sins, whether major or minor, on a daily basis, such a person is spiritually unhealthy and he must be cured spiritually speaking. Of course, not all people become good overnight. Nevertheless, it is possible. Let me give an example of converts. Among those who do not believe in Islam, we have people who suddenly embrace Islam and some who gradually become Muslims after doing a lot of research about Islam. The same goes for those who want to cure themselves spiritually speaking. Either way, the goal is the same, and Allah will reward those who try to redeem themselves. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha.